Shato as well. Boker Tov, the Chag is quickly approaching. We have less than a week left to go. We really have to get in the mood. We have to get in the mindset of the Hachanot. For the Chag, I want to share with you one Rambam, one Halacha in the Rambam, and let you think about it from there. And there's a lot to say from this Rambam, especially across the street. They have a lot of things to learn from this Rambam. But let's get this Rambam down, get ourselves in the right mindset to go. Whatever interactions we have with the rest of the world, with the people who do not have the zechut of being Obdei Hashem, Hama Nivchar. The Rambam tells us, Svarim Rabim in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Bet, Halacha Bet, Svarim Rabim Chiberu Obdei Avodah Zarah. There are many books that the Obdei Avodah Zarah wrote. Ba'avodata, heyach ikar avodata, ma'mishpat, ma'aseya, mishpata ma'aseya. There's many halachot, many dinim. How do you serve the avodah zarah? How do you do this? How do you do that? So many halachot. Tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo likro ba'otan sefarim, kelal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do yourself a favor, close the books and leave them across the street. Never open them ever, 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 ever. Ve'lo niharher ba. Not even allowed to think about it. Ve'lo bidvar midvareha. Can't even think about it or its things. Even looking at the statue itself is asur shenemar. It's not a rabbi. It's not a chacham. It's not a takana. It's not a gezira. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Pasuk says, don't turn to the gods. You shouldn't and be concerned with them. Be concerned yourself with the Ribono Shel Olam and the Torah that he gave us. V'inyan hazeh ne'emar. And it says in the Torah, "Ufen tidrosh l'Elohim that le'mor eichai yavdu." Maybe you'll be interested and you'll seek out their gods. How do you serve them? I want to learn about Christianity. I want to learn about Buddhism. I want to learn about all these different avodah zarah idol worship practices. Shelo tishal derech avodata. Don't ask. How do you do it? Heyachu va'afal pi she'ein ata oved. I'm not going to do it though. I'm just studying the religion. I'm not actually performing the religion. Too bad. The Torah says, doesn't matter. Shadavar ze gorem ze lecha lipanot achare. Right? Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Interest in the Avodah Zarah causes one to turn to the Avodah Zarah. V'la asot kemashen hosin and do the way they do. Shneimar ve'ese ken gam ani. So it's something to keep in mind as we live our lives. There are so many things in the world. We live in a country full of goyim. There's so many things, from lights to trees to performances to whatever shtuyot they have.
Classes.
Classes, Hashem Yirachem. The classes is a big, big ha. This Rambam, so much ink has been spilled in Torah journals and non-Torah journals about whether or not it's okay to study Avodah Zarah. And you can pick your posik or non-posik who somehow still is entitled to an opinion and ask him what to do about that thing. But klal gadol, when it comes to classes, if you're asked to read anything from the Gospels to Augustine to modern day things, the klal gadol is you can say, I'm religiously uncomfortable and excuse yourself. If the teacher will penalize you, you say, okay, it's yareg v'yavur, I'd rather not. But I'd rather not be interested in these things. If the teacher still wants to penalize you, the teacher can penalize you. But you should stand up for what's yours. I'm not saying make a mecha, I'm not saying complain, I'm not saying do anything. But you can respectfully say, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable halachically reading this thing, watching this thing, whatever it is. And if they want to talk about it in class, I'm going to have to excuse myself from that class. And be a mensch about it. Don't start a fire. There's a lot of things that have to, you know, change one day. But it's not for us to discuss. And at the end of the day, if you learn a little thing or two, you know, it's the Avinu Horot. One day you'll be giving this chabura and you'll talk about it. So the information should come in handy. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen V'Amen.